Alveda King, Bernie Sanders Population Control Will Target Black Communities. By Robert Krajicek on September 7, 2019. A population control proposal pushed by Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, will target black and brown people, unborn children, the sick, and elderly people, said Dr. Alveda King, director of Priests for Life Civil Rights for the Unborn Project and the niece of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mensah and special guest host Rick Manning. During the Wednesday town hall hosted by CNN regarding climate change, Sanders accepted the premise of population growth on Earth being unsustainable, requiring government controls over procreation. Sanders's proposal, said King, reminded her of the 1973 dystopian science fiction film Soylent Green, in which overpopulation and poverty was addressed through euthanization of the elderly and processing their remains into food. In light of the shocking statements that we just heard about population control and all of that cannibalism, many years ago, I watched a movie with Charlton Heston, recalled King. It was called Soylent Green, and they were concerned about population growth and all that, and the old people were living too long. So they came up with this delicious wafer that they began to feed the public with. And it turns out that Soylent Green was people, the older people. And they were told that they were going to Nirvana. And then they processed them and put them in this little green wafer. And I thought about that when I heard this particular report. And I said, my God, they're turning us into cannibals. Listen. CNN's audience and its host, Anderson Cooper, offered no pushback to Sanders's acceptance of population control as a government imperative. Manning reflected, the thing that shocked me is that Bernie Sanders can say what he said and essentially justify not just abortion, but essentially homicide, killing people, eliminating excess population, and he could say that. And people didn't boo him overwhelmingly and say, no, you don't get to do that. They didn't blink, noted King of CNN's audience's lack of reaction to Sanders's population control proposal. Manning replied, they accepted it out of hand, and it shows you the sickness that exists. King asked, do they even know who's going to be chosen to be eliminated under such a plan? It might be them. They don't think. Oh, my God. Left-wing desires previously withheld from the public are in your face. Now, added King, what makes him so bold that now he wants to put it out there for everybody to hear? That's what I don't understand. Population control measures will target black and brown people, determined King, highlighting the policy's advocates' justification of such a measure as a poverty reduction strategy. King said, it reminds you of what Margaret Sanger said. Colored people are like weeds that need to be exterminated. We don't want that word to get out, so let's get some of their ministers on our side. And they can keep the more rebellious ones, in other words, the ones who can think, in line. So this is not new. It's been happening for decades and decades, but right now it's really in our faces. So, what are we going to do about it? You're doing something. You're getting it out. You're getting information out. I'm grateful to be invited to have this conversation with you this evening. So it is racist. Sterilization measures would be included in population control laws, King added. Their killing centers are on or near streets named after Martin Luther King Jr., said King of Planned Parenthood's abortion centers. They're in the African American communities saying, oh, we're helping the underserved. Well, you're helping by killing the underserved? How is killing somebody going to serve them? Frank Pavone of Priests for Life said, you've got to know the difference between serving the public and killing the public. Babies, sick, and old people, in that order, King concluded. If somebody's sick, we have too many people, anyway. Don't really try to treat him, just let him die comfortably. Euthanize him. Somebody's old? Well, put them on the lower end of the healthcare providers. Babies in the womb? Well, we don't know when they're human. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.